sweet nothing. You may take four words with you, cried the angel of death. Why four? Already I was giving them grief. She shrugged her wings. Seasons, winds, corners of the earth, horse people of the apocalypse. Not even Euclid fully understands why divinity favors that number. God is nothing if not inscrutable. Now there's a word I gladly go into that good night with, I said. God? We gave it to Milton ages ago. Hey, he worked hard for it. No, the word I want is nothing. I can hear myself chanting it over and over through all eternity. She smiled. Speaking of chanting, I visited a fellow named Ginsberg recently. He chose Hal, Cock, Molly, and What do the great poets usually pick? Their immortal names. Collie Sibber, Robert Service, Catherine Kukovitz. Alfie Tennyson caused an awful stir when he insisted on adding Lord, which so burnt St. John of the Cross, he proclaimed him blasphemous. Now, I don't want my name. I was never that crazy about it. You don't have to take all four. The Zenists always complain that we offer three too many. Then I'll just suck on nothing. Roll it up and down the roof of my mouth forever, as if the stone death punished Sisyphus with were no bigger than an altar. But soft, while you're at it, I'll also take forever. She had turned on her laptop and was typing nothing, like a DMV clerk checking out a personal license plate request. Alas, it had been assigned to Thomas Hobbes in 1679, after he took his great leap in the dark. And John Donne had dibs on forever, along with ecstasy, bone, and desire. The dead had scavenged the lexicon, a few nouns and verbs at a time. They'd eaten the red meat. Even the adjectives had been picked clean. Nothing was left but the parsley. Adverbs, conjunctions, prepositions. I chose up, down, if, and meanwhile. Just in case I awoke in a dark wood.